Digital Stage and Womwell Thespians presents Upstaged, a series of mini-dramas set around the opening night of an Amdram play. Chapter 4, Legal Drama. Frank gets an unexpected visit from a solicitor with some worrying news to deal with from a previous liaison.
Good evening. My name is Jackson Schuster. I'm a solicitor. I'm looking for Mr. Frank.
Oh, you want Frank? He's up there. He's getting ready for this evening's play.
Yes, I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I really must try and see him.
Okay, just up there. Turn and he should be round the corner. I think he's already dressed.
Okay, many thanks.
I'm Karen. You're welcome.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Frank, is it?
Yes, that's me.
Good evening, Mr. Do you mind if I just call you Frank?
Why not? It is my name, after all.
Right, of course. Well, I suppose I'll just get right down to it, Frank. Do you mind if I sit down?
Go on, then.
Thank you. Basically, Frank, well, for starters, please allow me to apologise for coming down here to the theatre and bothering you outside of normal business hours, but this is the only address I could find for you.
It's fine. Go on.
I know it's not long till you're on stage.
Please, will you just get on with it? I haven't got all night, you know. Just say what you have to say and let me get on with this play.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's a little delicate, I guess.
Oh, for God's sake. Out with it, man. Come on.
It's a real pain, you know. We solicitors are rarely given all the facts up front, and it leads to awful little misunderstandings like this.
I'll have you know I'm the lead actor in this production, and I'm due on stage any moment now, so if you don't mind...
Okay, Frank. I'll get right to the point, then.
About bleeding time...
Do you know a Miss Alison Montgomery?
Yes. Why?
I've been instructed by Miss Alison Montgomery in relation to an incident that occurred last year whilst you were performing with her theatre group.
Oh, really?
Are you aware of the incident I'm referring to?
No, I can't say that I can recall anything.
But you don't deny that such an incident took place?
Yes. I mean, no.
I see.
Look, what exactly are you here to do? What do you want? I haven't got long. What exactly are you accusing me of?
Well, I want nothing for the moment, Frank. I just wanted to have a friendly little chat for now. You see, Miss Montgomery alleges that you acted inappropriately towards her on several occasions during a stage performance of... Autumn Leaves. Yes, I think it was that one.
Yes, I remember it. Go on.
And on one particular occasion, she said you were very inappropriate. She was reluctant to provide me with the full details of the incident itself, although it evidently disturbed her enough to want to instruct me almost a year later. She said you'd been in touch with her again recently, and she wanted no repeat of that contact or that behaviour. She instructed me not only to seek an apology, but to apply for a permanent injunction on you being near her.
How dare you! My conduct on that performance, as with all performances I give, was nothing short of professional. I resent the implication. I will not be bullied by some troll.
Frank, please, do sit back down. As I said, I was instructed to do that. But after looking over everything, I managed to convince her not to go down that route. After all, it doesn't really do anybody any good, does it? In reality, she probably wouldn't have ended up with a penny, and the scandal would undoubtedly scupper any chance of you may still have breaking into the professional business.
Is that a threat, Mr. Schuster?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just telling you what could have happened. What indeed almost happened. I'll be honest with you, Frank. You were lucky this time. You might not be so lucky again. I've come here to deliver this letter to you personally. Please take the time to read it carefully in your own time. But essentially it makes clear that should you make my client feel uncomfortable again, in any way, we reserve the right to take such legal action as we may deem appropriate. And that means involving the courts.
You are barking up the wrong tree, Mr. Schuster. We were, both single. She was fair game for chatting up. She was as lonely as I was. She is lovely. That's why I called her again recently, just trying to be friendly.
That's why I'm here, Frank. That's why I am carrying this letter. That's why I am personally handing it to you. Now please digest and call me on the number on the letter in a few days, and we can discuss whether this stays as it is, or we become obliged to carry it forward to the next level. And obviously it goes without saying, please do not contact Miss Montgomery in the meantime. It would not bode well. Any contact is advised only through me.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'd like to be alone.
Please do enjoy the rest of your evening. Good luck with the play.
Yes. Thank you. Well, I suppose this was always coming. I had a sneaking suspicion that things might catch up with me sooner or later. That girl. She was too much like... far too much like her. Like Maggie. I liked Maggie. I loved Maggie. So very much too. And I thought she liked me. She did like me, I'm sure. We were together for 3 years. And 3 years is a long time to get attached to somebody. She left me, and without really explaining why, that is simply inexcusable. People like that have no right to hurt people like me. They should be eternally grateful that I even graced them with my presence. I scare myself sometimes. Years ago, I would never have said that. I seem to remember, and I used to like people. Now I do everything I can to push them away. I don't really mean to. I hope they know I don't mean to. I know I'll never let them get close to me anymore. God, I need to think this.
Hey, everybody, listen up. 5 minutes to curtain call.
Okay. Thinking we'll have to wait. Time to be Masterson. Get into character. Time to hide the real me again and step out as someone else. On with the show.
Wow. That was a conversation to overhear, wasn't it? I wonder if I should share this with anyone else. It would be good to see Frank on his arse. Now, where's Sheila?
You have been listening to Upstage Chapter 4, Legal Drama, a production of Digital Stage and Womwell Thespians. This featured Joe Thomas as Frank and as the stage manager, Robert Wilson as Jackson, the solicitor, Hannah Studd as Mary, and Karen Macquarie as Karen. Upstage Chapter 4, Legal Drama, was written by Joe Thomas and Andy Harris. The audio performance was directed, edited and produced by Andy Harris. The music used is Fretlist by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through the website incompetech.filmmusic.io using Creative Commons with Attribution license. Listen to more of our audio dramas at digital-stage.co.uk. Thank you for listening.